Welcome to the deep dive. If you are running an e-commerce business, you know this feeling. The holiday rush is coming up, and it is just the ultimate proving ground.
It really is. I mean, the stakes are highest, the potential profits are biggest.
And the complexity of just getting product out the door is through the roof.
Exactly. And the source material we're looking at today is all about shifting that mindset. It's so easy to get obsessed with, you know, your product quality or your marketing campaigns.
Right.
But these sources really underline a critical truth that's often underfunded. Your shipping and fulfillment process isn't just a cost. It is a direct, powerful extension of your brand.
I think that's a perfect way to put it. It's maybe the most crucial part of that customer experience.
It really is.
Because the documents point out that if you don't have a truly streamlined strategy before that peak season hits, you're risking this triple threat. You've got delays, you've got ballooning expenses, and then, of course, customer dissatisfaction.
The death knell.
Yeah. So we've looked at the research, the data, the best practices, and we've distilled it all down to 10 essential strategies.
Our mission for this deep dive is pretty clear. We're extracting those 10 core strategies from the source material to help your business really ship smarter, not harder. It's about moving shipping from being this, you know, grudging necessity and turning it into a powerful automated asset for the customer experience.
Okay, let's unpack this. So we've organized these 10 tips into three phases, and we're starting right where the money changes hands. Phase one is all about those customer-facing elements.
The options, the costs, the reliability.
Yeah, the moment the customer hits the cart. This is where so much revenue is just lost.
That's right. And tip number one tackles the most painful point of friction in that whole process: high shipping costs.
It's the number one cause of abandoned carts, right?
Overwhelmingly, the sources all agree. High or unexpected shipping costs just kill conversion.
So the easy answer is just offer free shipping on everything.
Yeah.
But that's expensive.
It's super expensive. And the documents really suggest a more strategic, profitable solution is providing options that cater to every budget.
So like standard, expedited, next day, that kind of thing.
Precisely, all of it. And the real key here is how to do that without this huge administrative overhead. The sources all point to using a multi-carrier rating system.
Okay, so how does that system work in practice?
Well, it connects directly with all your carriers, regional, domestic, you name it. And in real time, it calculates the most competitive discounted rates for that specific package going to that specific address.
So it's not just a list of prices?
Not at all. It does it for parcels, even for pallets right there at checkout. And that transparency gives the customer the power. You know, they get to pick what works for their timeline and their budget.
That manages expectations and friction at the same time.
That's right.
Okay, so if tip one is about cost, tip two is about minimizing risk. It's about ensuring reliability during that peak season surge.
Yeah, and when you look at the research, carrier volumes don't just go up during the holidays. They skyrocket.
Yeah.
And if you're relying on just one carrier, you are putting your entire business, your customer satisfaction, into one system that could get totally overloaded.
So relying on a single partner, even if they're usually great, is just a huge risk during the holidays.
A massive risk. The core strategy here is to diversify your carriers. By working with multiple partners, you get flexibility, you can leverage their different strengths.
Maybe one is better for local, another for cross-border.
Exactly. And the sources highlight that if you access all of North America's most trusted carriers through a single platform, you can always pick the absolute best service for any given shipment. You're basically mitigating the risk before it even happens.
That makes a ton of sense. You're not capped by one company's network.
Okay, let's transition from the shopping cart to inside the warehouse. Mm. Phase two is all about operational efficiency, accuracy, automation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with tip three, centralized order management.
This is so crucial for any modern e-commerce business. You're selling everywhere, right?
Mm.
Shopify, Amazon, Etsy.
To maximize your reach, yeah. But that multi-channel approach, without the right tools, it just becomes a logistical nightmare. It's all manual data entry and human error.
We're talking about staff having to jump between like five different screens, copying and pasting orders. That's just asking for mistakes when the volume is high.
It guarantees mistakes. So the solution in the source material is multi-channel synchronization. This tech integrates all your platforms and marketplaces.
And it pulls everything into one place.
It syncs all orders from every channel into one single view. So you book all your shipments from one centralized platform. It automates that whole aggregation process, which just slashes errors and saves so much time.
I love that. It's about taming the chaos of selling everywhere. Okay, moving on to tip four. This is about a very specific but very costly mistake: measurement errors.
This is a silent killer for your margins. It is shockingly common for businesses to provide incorrect weight or dimensional measurements.
And the carriers check for this.
They're diligent about it, and when they find an error, you get hit with these unexpected reweigh and remeasure fees.
And it's not just the fee itself, is it? It's the delay. The carrier stops your package, they correct the data, and suddenly your delivery promise is broken.
That's the real cost. So the fix here is about packaging precision and smart tech. You should be using what they call packaging presets.
Like templates for your common box sizes.
Exactly. Your staff doesn't measure every time, they just select box A. But then there's smart packaging technology.
And what's that?
That takes it a step further. It actually looks at the items in the order and automatically chooses the optimal box size. So you're using less void fill, you're not overpaying for volume, and you're saving packing time. It just optimizes everything.
That focus on precision is a perfect lead-in to tip six, which is all about speed. It's about using automation to protect your most precious resource during peak season, which is time.
Yeah, when you've got hundreds, maybe thousands of orders a day, manually managing the booking for every single one, you just can't keep up. That's how backlogs happen.
And backlogs mean missed delivery dates. So how does automation stop the system from just seizing up?
The sources are really clear on this. Use advanced shipping rules. This lets you create basically unlimited automation rules.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. You could set a rule that says if an order has a fragile item A and D, it's going to zone four. Automatically book it with carrier Z on their insured ground service. It completely bypasses any manual decision making.
Wow, so the system makes the optimal choice instantly, based on the rules you said, before a person even touches it.
That's it. It automates the whole booking and fulfillment process. The only manual step left is sticking the label on the box. That level of efficiency is what keeps the warehouse from melting down when volume just explodes.
Okay, so we've covered internal speed, but speed means nothing if the customer is just sitting there anxious in the dark. So now we're moving into the phase that really defines customer retention.
Everything that happens after they click buy.
Phase three, building trust and experience. Let's start with tip five, post-purchase transparency.
This is all about managing what we call post-purchase anxiety. Once a customer buys a holiday gift, their stress level just goes up and up until that box arrives.
And the lack of communication during that time is just brutal for trust.
It's essential to be proactive. Provide real-time tracking information for all your shipments. Make it easy to access. The benefit is huge, not just for the customer's peace of mind, but for the business. It dramatically cuts down on all those "where is my package?" phone calls and emails.
That frees up your support team to handle real problems.
Totally.
That confidence brings us to tip seven, which is maybe the most tangible moment for the brand. It's when the box actually lands on the doorstep.
I agree. This is where logistics and marketing really meet.
Here's where it gets really interesting, because tip seven is all about turning a routine delivery into a genuine unboxing experience.
The research shows that the package arriving is the closest thing in e-commerce to a second chance for a first impression. Customers today, they expect some thought in the packaging. They want an experience.
Something they can share.
Exactly. So the sources recommend using advanced custom branding across all the major shipping touch points.
What does that actually include? It's more than just a custom box, right?
Oh, much more. It includes branded tracking pages, custom packing slips, branded email notifications. It lets your business really stand out from the sea of brown cardboard. You're turning a boring delivery into a memorable, shareable moment that promotes your brand.
And the data on this is powerful. There was a study cited showing that 52% of online customers said they'd buy from the same company again if their order came in custom packaging.
It's massive loyalty built on, a piece of cardboard, but that style can't come at the expense of substance.
Which brings us to tip eight. Use quality packaging to actually protect the purchase.
Right. Shipping always has the risk of damage, and during that peak season rush, when everyone's moving fast, that risk just goes way up.
So you need good boxes, good dunnage, the basics.
The basics are a must, but operationally, the sources suggest something smarter, using an integrated tag system to organize your inventory.
How does that work on the warehouse floor?
You can flag fragile items or things that need special handling right in your platform. So when the warehouse staff goes to pick that order, an alert pops up. It ensures that order gets the extra care it needs, especially during those really hectic, high-volume periods. It adds a layer of quality assurance without slowing things down.
That's a smart use of tech.
Uh-huh.
Okay, tip nine, the thing no one wants to deal with but has to, returns. Streamlining the returns process with confidence.
Look, nobody wants returns. But an unclear or difficult return policy, that hurts customer trust before they even buy. A clear, customer-centric policy shows that you stand behind your product.
It's a trust builder.
A huge one. And the key is making it painless through automation.
Like the system just gives the customer the label.
Exactly. Automated return label generation. No printing forms, no calling customer service. It just happens. That experience is what differentiates you from competitors and boosts confidence for future purchases.
And finally, we get to tip 10, which might be the most catastrophic failure of all for a customer. The inventory error.
It is the ultimate holiday frustration. Nothing will kill long-term customer retention faster than ordering the perfect gift, only to get a cancellation email days later because it was actually out of stock.
It feels like a betrayal.
It's a brand betrayal. And the solution here has to be a robust, integrated inventory management platform, an IMS. This system has to be the digital twin of your physical warehouse.
So what does it need to do?
First, it must sync inventory across all sales channels instantly to prevent overselling. But beyond that, it helps manage every physical step, from receiving goods to optimize put-away locations to guiding the most efficient pick-and-pack route for your staff. It eliminates those frustrating discrepancies that lead to canceled orders.
Now, so we've covered 10 incredibly practical steps here. We started with empowering the customer, we sped up the warehouse with automation, and we ended with ensuring the inventory is right for long-term trust. We've really moved shipping from a cost to a competitive advantage.
And the key thing to synthesize here is that you don't need 10 different tools to do this. The sources show that leveraging an all-in-one platform is what transforms shipping into this highly automated, efficient engine for customer satisfaction.
So what does this all mean?
Well, we frame this whole discussion around the holiday rush because that's the ultimate stress test. But these 10 strategies, from shipping rules to custom branding to accurate inventory, they are designed to impress your customers all year round. Implementing these accelerates growth far beyond just one season. The real challenge for you, the listener, is to look at this list of 10 and honestly ask, which single tip presents the greatest opportunity for improvement in my business right now? Because these aren't just holiday fixes. They're the core principles for building sustained excellence and real customer loyalty.